Good morning.
All right, well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the October 6, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Land Use Hearing Examiner. And my job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include conditional use permit amendments and major subdivisions. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, though the hearing process does have certain rules, I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Next, the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Next, if somebody from the public is here that wishes to offer any testimony, they'll be given that chance. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit any rebuttal testimony they wish to make. Because the applicant has the burden of proof, the applicant gets the last opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. If you decide to testify, what I'm going to have you do is unmute yourself, and then I'll have you state your name and address. If you're going to give testimony, I will swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. We can make those arrangements. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals on each of these matters would be by what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision, and if it is not timely filed, the appeal will be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I've reviewed all three items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all those attachments to the staff report, which generally include all of the application materials, all of the comments that have been received, all of the noticing documents and SEPA documents, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is, as I indicated, an amendment of an existing conditional use application. This is an application that has been submitted on behalf of Harmony Meadows to amend conditional use permit 2015-333. And this would reduce the tennis building down to two courts with the auxiliary functions moved outside to an adjacent building, and the construction of a new swimming pool. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference, that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents that have come through, the agency and public comments that have been made, the SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a conditional use permit amendment for Harmony Meadows, CUP 15-333. The subject property is within the commercial ag lands zoning district. The amendment is proposing to reduce the indoor tennis facility from containing four courts to two courts, as well as the auxiliary functions moved outside to adjacent buildings. The amendment is also requested the construction of a swimming pool. Currently, all of the buildings under the conditional use permit have been constructed with a exception to this indoor facility. Staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. Based on the findings and agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Arthur. I do not have any questions of staff. I reviewed all the materials several times, so I'm familiar with what this project is requesting. Is the applicant present today, or the applicant's representative?
I am. This is Jeremy Jake, the applicant.
All right. Could you state your name and an address for the record?
Sure. Jeremy Jake, 300 Hyacinth Road, Manson, Washington, 98831.
All right, sir, would you raise your right hand for me? And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. Again, Mr. Jake, you are here as an agent of the property owner and applicant and authorized to appear and speak on their behalf today?
That is correct. I am one of the two owners of the LLC that owns this property.
All right, sir, and what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I think we've done a lot of really good stuff out here, and I'd be happy to show you some overhead photos if you'd be interested in seeing the current state of affairs. We have everything done except the indoor tennis courts that was originally permitted under the CUP. In addition to that, we have a master plan resort overlay for the property, which allowed us to create some accommodations, which opened in May of this year. We've been unable to get the tennis buildings done within the 5-year time limit for the original CUP. So I think it's a pretty straightforward case. I mean, all we're doing is we're keeping the same functionality and reducing it in scope, moving it a few feet, but really not significantly from where it was originally sited in the plan. So I think it's a pretty straightforward thing. The addition of the pool is mostly because we added accommodations under the master plan resort overlay. And that's been the number one request of our residents. It's not for the public. It's intended to be used by people who are staying on property. The other thing I would say is I am unclear why this was not granted as an administrative decision. It's been a 6-month delay getting to this point, which has caused us to not be able to get this done this year, which has meant we've laid off tennis professionals and we've been carrying the interest payments on a loan, a construction loan, for quite some time. So I'm quite anxious to get this moving since both of those items are costing me money and hoping that we can get to a quick resolution of this and move forward.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I do have a question for you. I don't know if it's appropriate now or later.
If you want to ask a question of staff, that's fine. I don't know if you're asking a question of me. I may or may not answer that, but curious about.
Let me ask it, and then we'll see where it goes. So we were advised by one of the building officials, Chris Young, that we should ask you about this, which is why I'm asking. Because we've been delayed, we would really appreciate the opportunity to start the groundwork under the plan submitted by prepared by our geotech engineer before winter sets in and it becomes really difficult ahead of actually having a building permit in hand. I don't believe that a building permit is required to move dirt on my property, but I don't want to create any problems. So I wanted to see if there's any issue with us beginning to do the groundwork up to the point where the first inspection as part of the building process is required.
All right, well, that's something that you're gonna have to talk with staff about outside of this hearing. So I will do my best to get my decision out as quickly as possible so that at least that process is completed and you can work out the technical details, assuming the project is approved, which I don't see a problem with, before, so you can start your groundwork as soon as possible. But that's not something within my jurisdiction to grant or disallow.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Did any member of the public come to speak on this matter? All right, thank you. And is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right then, sir, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision out within the next 10 working days, but I'm gonna endeavor to do my best to get this out today, okay? All right, we'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is one of the major subdivision applications. This is given application number PL21-224. This is an application to subdivide approximately 2.66 acres into 7 lots with other improvements. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through, all of the SEPA documents, the site plans, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I'll admit the entire plan staff file into the record at this time by this reference. I also received just today a comment from Chelan Douglas Health District, comment from Richmond Petty, and that will also be admitted into the record, and I'll turn this over to staff for their presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a major subdivision of approximately 2.66 acres into 7 lots. The subject property is within the Rural Village Zoning District. Critical areas identified on the property are potential geologic hazard areas. Access to the property would be provided by Baynard Road and Sweetheart Lane. Potable water would be provided by Malaga Water District with on-site septic systems proposed for each lot. The revised comments from the Chelan Douglas Health District dated October 1st, eliminate condition of approval number 12.3, stating the area available for placement of on-site septic is limited. The final plat mylar would show designated drain field areas sufficient in size and location to accommodate an initial and reserve drain field area for a 4-bedroom home based on the soil type found on each individual proposed lot. The smallest lot is proposed to be approximately 12,700 square feet, and the largest lot is proposed to be approximately 28,000 square feet. Staff has reviewed the application material for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations which are further identified in the staff report. Based on these findings and agency comments, staff has recommended approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much. Once again, I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir. Dan here.
And your address, sir?
325 32nd Street Northwest, East Wenatchee.
All right. Mr. Beardsley, could you raise your right hand for me? Sir, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Beardsley, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. What would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I think Jamie characterized it pretty well in the staff report and in her comments. I have a few little things I'd like to discuss. In the staff report, if we refer to page 10, item 12, where it says the final plat shall conform to the conditions of approval as found in the Chelan Douglas Health District comment dated June 16th, since you got staff and the hearing examiner both have revised comments. That should be amended to say health district agency comment dated 10/01/2021, which leads us to item 12.3. The difference between the original comments from the health district and the most recent comments are that this suggestion that the final plat mylar show the designated drain field areas has been eliminated. That was the result of my conversations with Brian Dickey and Richard, whatever his name is, at the health district. And they agreed after some discussion that just doesn't make sense for a variety of reasons. You may recall some years ago, this came up and it caused all kinds of havoc. And so they agreed to eliminate that comment. So item 12.3 should be struck in its entirety to be consistent with the most recent health district regulations.
All right, were there any other concerns?
Then page 11, the last. Did you ask a question, Andy?
Oh, I was, there was a pause. And so I wanted to know if you had any other concerns with any other proposed conditions of approval.
Yeah, turning to page 11, the last item on page 11 of the staff report, that's captioned as 13.14. I think this is just a typo. It says in the second line, it says, and if any required frontage improvement shall be approved by WSDOT. This is nowhere near a state highway. So that's just, I think, maybe copied and pasted from somewhere else and just a typo. So that should be corrected. Other than that, the conditions of approval are fine and we're good to go.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Beardsley. I appreciate your comments on this. Did any member of the public come to speak on this matter? Okay, is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right, Mr. Beardsley, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of the hearing at this time, and I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll turn to the last item on today's agenda. This is also a major subdivision. This is given application number P21-107. This is an application for a cluster subdivision, turning approximately 65.8 acres into 9 lots with 1 dedicated open space tract and other associated improvements. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in all the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference, all of those application materials, all of the comments that have come through, all the noticing documents and CEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And again, turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is a application for a major cluster subdivision of approximately 63 acres into 9 lots with 1 dedicated open space tract. The subject property is within the commercial ag land zoning district and is located on the Wenatchee River. This portion of the Wenatchee River holds a rural shoreline designation that requires a 100-foot setback from the ordinary high water mark. Critical areas identified on the property are potential geologic hazard areas. Access to the subject property is off of US Highway 2 and classified as a state highway in the county road system. The smallest lot is proposed to be approximately 1 acre, and the largest lot is proposed to be approximately 1.8 acres. The dedicated open space would be privately owned and retained as ag production and would total approximately 55.3 acres. Domestic water would be provided by a Group B water system with on-site septic system proposed for sanitation. Staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with applicable codes and regulations with further identified in the staff report. Based on those findings and agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much. And just to confirm, you mentioned about the shoreline jurisdiction, but a shoreline permit is not, a shoreline substantial development permit is not required by this application, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, sir, Dan Beardsley again. Representing the owner, Mike Taylor and Caroline Taylor are both here. They are the principals in Riverstone Ranch LLC, but I think they want me to lead the charge here. If not, they'll say so, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will. So you're still under oath, and once again, you've indicated that you're an agent of the property owners. And Mr. Beardsley, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Once again, the staff report captures most of the things we need to talk about. It's a cluster subdivision totally consistent with the zoning code and comprehensive plan for that area. All the usual things required for a subdivision will be provided. I have a few items again, in the staff report that warrants some discussion. On page 7 of 15, down towards the bottom, under, I guess it's in second paragraph from the bottom, where it says, the subject property is impact with floodplain, therefore a floodplain development permit is required. I'm not totally familiar with floodplain permits, but we're not doing anything in the floodplain. There's nothing. If you look at the site plan, you'll see that this is high bank waterfront. The floodplain is down at the bottom of the bank. We're proposing to do nothing within the floodplain. So I'm not entirely sure why a floodplain development permit would be required, but that's something you may want to ask staff if that's really necessary. If it is, it is. If it's not, that's okay too. On the next page, page 18, right at the bottom.
Page
8? Page, what is that? Page 8, yeah.
Okay.
Right at the bottom, it says, approval of the subdivision shall constitute authorization for the applicant to develop the facilities and improvements. And then this is where we have I would prefer different language here. It says strict accordance with standards established by this resolution. There is no resolution, as you're well aware. The hearing examiner doesn't do resolutions. And then conditions imposed by the hearing examiner, which is fine. Strict accordance is sort of a tough standard. I would suggest, and this is of course up to you, sir, but I would suggest a better way to say that substantial conformance with the approval, conditions of approval. If you've ever been through this process, you know that as we approach the final plat approval, little adjustments are made here and there, and strict compliance is a pretty tough standard. I think substantial compliance would be more appropriate. It has to be signed by the health officer and the fire marshal and the county engineer and the county planning director and the board of commissioners ultimately anyway. So they have pretty good control of that. So I would prefer, if you're inclined to agree, instead of strict, say substantial conformance with the conditions of approval, and eliminate this part about the resolution, because obviously that doesn't make any sense. I think that's just copied and pasted from somewhere and probably just another typo. Do you have any questions for me about that, Andy?
I don't have any questions. It all certainly makes sense, and I'll talk to staff about those requests here in a second. Is there anything else from the applicant at this time?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple more items.
Oh, sure.
Let's see here. On page 10, item 10.2, it talks about a focus sheet on the model remedies can be found as Exhibit C. There is no Exhibit C attached, and there doesn't need to be anyway. Since this staff report was prepared, I don't know when, they now have, a DOE has adopted model remedies for the lead arsenic cleanup if it exists. So that more, I just eliminate that last sentence because the regulations speak for themselves anyway, and there's no Exhibit C, and the model remedies aren't model remedies anymore. They're adopted rules. So I think it would be more appropriate just to eliminate that last sentence in 10.2.
Okay.
And then the very last item on the last page, WDFW recommends a plan, covenant, deed restriction for homeowners to ensure that measures to lessen the impacts of development to the riparian habitat in Wenatchee River. That doesn't sound like a condition. It sounds like a recommendation. So I'm not entirely clear whether that's a requirement and a condition or whether that's just a restatement of what DFW wants. Once again, we're not doing anything in the river or in the riparian areas or in the floodplain. So I don't even know what a covenant like that would be. So that's something you may want to discuss with staff and see if that is what they're thinking there. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. And nothing else from the Taylors, no other testimony today from the applicant?
Not at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? All right. Before I ask you questions, staff, is there anything the staff would like to add at this point?
No, not right now. You can go ahead and ask questions.
So regarding the floodplain permit, I don't really want to debate the merits of that, but the staff have any objection if I approve this project, if I insert language regarding that condition about if the floodplain permit is required, blah blah blah, that type of language, would that be okay?
So Dan was speaking about the first portion of it. It was just a finding of fact, and this, if you go to page 11, it's a portion of our Chelan County building official comments. It says floodplain development requirements and permits may be necessary as part of permitting and planning review process, and that's for building permits. So it may be required, it may not, depending on the structure and the location of the build.
Okay. All right. And then there was the question of taking out strict performance and replacing it with what may be seen as a little bit more vague, substantial performance or substantial accordance. What's staff position on that?
We would prefer strict conformance.
Okay. And then regarding proposed conditions of approval 10.2, regarding the focus sheet, taking out the last sentence, does staff have any comment on that?
No, that's fine. As long as the sampling is performed, and if it is above that MTCA cleanup levels, then any kind of mitigation or model remedy would be required prior to final plat approval.
And then finally, 20.1 discusses a what appears to be a recommendation from Fish and Wildlife. Should that be removed as a condition of approval? What's staff's feeling about that?
It was part of WDFW's comments, and it would be preferred if it was left as a condition of approval, or at least having the agent or the applicants confer with WDFW regarding their comment.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Beardsley, any responses?
Yes, sir. With regard to the lead arsenic cleanup issue, the applicant is well aware that the property is mapped as potentially contaminated. The model remedy does not require that cleanup be done before final plat approval. It's crystal clear about that. The cleanup has to be required before occupancy. And that's it's just crystal clear in those guidelines. So I want to be certain that we don't make the lead arsenic cleanup, if it's required, something that has to be done before final plat approval. I've had extensive conversations with Jeff Neuschwander from the Department of Ecology about that. We've had other projects similar to this, and truly, and some of those have been contaminated, and they are really crystal clear that that is not a requirement of final plat approval, because DOE doesn't sign off on the final plat. The county does, and this is a DOE issue. And the cleanup, if it's necessary, only needs to be done prior to occupancy. So I just want to make that crystal clear.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments related to staff's comments?
No, that's fine.
All right, thank you very much. So Mr. and Mrs. Taylor and Mr. Beardsley, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close the public record portion of the hearing on this matter. Once again, I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items that are on today's agenda. So I'm now going to adjourn this October 6, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all very much for coming. This meeting's adjourned. Have a good day.